Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to today's show. I am your host, Dr. Summer Reed. I welcome you and I appreciate you tuning in to listen to us. Today we're talking to the cast of the film Carol. And the film Carol is a British-American film from the screenplay based on a novel, The Price of Salt. And the film tells the story of a young, aspiring photographer and her relationship with an older woman going through a difficult divorce. The development of this film took place over a 12-year time span by British producers of the Number 9 film and the film for production. The film Carol was selected to compete for the Palme d'Or at the 2015 Cannes Film Festival. Let's listen to Mara Rooney. We're going to talk to Mara Rooney, and she is one of the wonderful actresses in this film.
It's a love story at its core, just pure and simple love story. And in that regard, it's, everyone can have a reaction to it because most people, hopefully, have experienced love in their lives.
I understand
the thing that really drew me to it, aside from the fact, obviously, that I wanted to work with Kate and with Todd and that we had a beautiful screenplay, was that I thought it was a really beautiful coming-of-age story for both women. And they're both very different points in their lives, but they're both coming-of-age in a way. They both are deciding what kind of women they want to be, what kind of lives they want to have, and they're both deciding whether or not they're going to live by their truth. And they sort of come together in this strange way and sort of help each other along that path.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Well, yeah, like I said, even at the start of the film, I think Therese, she has all the things she's supposed to have as a young woman, you know, like this sort of perfect boyfriend and this job, but she doesn't feel satisfied or fulfilled by it, and I don't think she really understands why. And then when Carol walks in, she's instantly drawn to her, and I think she didn't even know that it was possible to be like Carol. You know, she's figuring out what kind of woman she wants to be, and I don't think she even thought it was possible to be that kind of woman. And you know, Carol comes in, she's very self-possessed, and she's very different than a lot of the women back then, and I think Therese is instantly drawn to it and thinks, oh, is this possible for me? Could I be this kind of woman? And then the rest unfolds the way that it does.
Sounds very interesting.
Well, I mean, Kate herself is so magnetic on camera and in person, very much the way Carol is. You're just sort of instantly drawn to her and want to watch her. And I remember seeing her for the first time in Elizabeth, and it was a very similar reaction that Therese had to Carol. I couldn't believe she existed. I didn't understand what she was doing or how she was doing it, and I wanted to understand it. And so I think Therese sort of has a very similar reaction when she sees Carol for the first time. She can't believe that a woman like this exists, and how can I be a woman like this? And working with her was incredible. You know, I was really lucky. For two-thirds of the film, Therese is a very much a reactionary character. Everything she's doing is in reaction to someone else, and it's a very quiet performance, and you couldn't ask for anyone better to be reacting to than Kate. So
it must have been wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, every single part of everything, Sandy Powell's costumes were, from the moment I put them on, there wasn't one thing she showed me that I didn't think was right for the character. Everyone just knew what world we were in, and that's sort of a testament to Todd. You know, for the months leading up to when we started shooting, he was so inclusive with his research and sent us, you know, four or five different mixtapes of music from the period and this beautiful lookbook of how he wanted the movie to look and feel and all these films for us to watch. So we all kind of came there knowing what world we were in. And it's hard when you're making something that's period. I mean, in any movie, you want to know what world you're in. But especially when you're doing period, there's so many different ways to depict it. And I think because we all knew what world we were in, everyone was sort of in sync with one another. And you can see that in the film.
Speaking
of the film,
Todd,
feels like it was made in the 50s. It doesn't feel like a movie that was made about the 50s. It feels like it was actually made in the 50s. I mean, I'd be happy for people to be moved by anything. I mean, you just hope they're moved, period. You know, I don't think it's a film with a sort of social agenda or any specific message. I think so far people's reactions have been deeply personal and so very varied, because obviously everyone's going to have a different thing that they personally connect to in the film. But you just hope that people are moved in general, and that it's a film that stays with them, something that they think about for days after they've seen it, which has been the case so far, and that's sort of the best thing you can hope for a film.
Todd, the film has opened in the U.S., and it's opening in Australia soon. What do you think people will remember most about this film that you have?
For me, what got me excited was that it reminded me of what it's like to fall in love and to be in Therese's shoes, trying to decipher how that person who you are becoming somewhat obsessed with feels in return. And how disempowered you are, how sort of shut out of the world you are, and what it does to you. And what's so interesting is when I read the novel, which this being the only non-thriller, non-crime-themed novel of Patricia Highsmith's career, she makes a parallel between what the criminal mind does and what the amorous mind does, right? And I just thought that's so brilliant. Because you both feel somewhat pathologized by those by that experience. Or I can't speak for the criminal mind, but I can speak for somebody who remembers being in her shoes, falling in love. And I love that about the story, and I felt that that was something universal.
I know this is unscripted, but
I think in many ways both women are defined by men initially, and their feelings for each other, which become apparent and become something that they ultimately can't deny, changes them. And I mean, Carol has a more complicated history because she had a relationship with a woman, we learn, that sort of preceded her relationship with her husband. So there was already complication in that regard, but she still went for it. She still became the wife of Hargis Aird and presumed the mantle of that sort of socialite existence. But she's in a transition when we first meet the character. Therese is somebody who has a boyfriend who wants to marry her and has other guys who are flirting with her, and I think she is trying to follow suit, but it's not quite serving her. And then this happens with Carol. What happens is that when the two women really do profess their love for each other and express their love for each other, then all of a sudden all bets are off. And they're in a position to stand by that. You know, Carol finally has to confront custody issues and everything gets very complicated. But for a moment, it's really like the love itself is what defines them. And I think Phyllis has always talked about that, that it's not the fact that it's lesbian love wasn't going to hold them back. Once they felt that the love was returned, that's all you really need to know when you're in love.
This was unheard of in the 50s.
Well, it's a privilege and an honor and a learning experience, whatever. It's all of those things when I work with Kate. This role being something so utterly different from what we had done previously, of course. And that was exciting, just to take her from this protean character inspired by one of Bob Dylan's most famous chapters in his career, and I'm not there, to playing this extremely complicated Carol. And somebody who we get to know incrementally. You know, we really get to know Carol through Therese's eyes. And so she keeps shedding layers and kind of screens of confusion or, indecipherability, I guess. And we get closer to the real complicated woman behind that image. But that image is a really important part of how the film works, because we all have to kind of fall in love with Carol a bit. And part of that is falling in love with the image of Carol. So Kate just knew how to navigate all of those levels of the character. And that speaks to a level of understanding and a complexity and a sophistication and an understanding of the craft of film, because it's about point of view as much as it is anything else.
It took you 11 years to put this
together. Well, Rooney Mara is just one of the most courageous actors in the way she knows how to play, to underplay her roles, and knows that the camera can pick up on nuance and subtlety like no other medium. And so she just lets the viewer, recognize the smallest gestures and let them carry a tremendous emotional weight and meaning. And I just think that speaks to such sophistication for somebody her age. That takes confidence and also knowing what the film medium is about. So it was a role I also don't think I've ever seen her play. In a way, it's a very simple role of a girl just kind of coming into focus to herself, in the world. And you really watch her change and grow up right before your eyes.
Thank you so much, Todd. I wanted to say something to our audience listening out there. The protection generated by a tetanus shot deteriorates over time. So older people, in particular, who have not had a booster shot in decades, you lose immunity to this completely preventable but potentially fatal disease. So get your booster shots for tetanus. And also, if you were born after 1956 and received only one measles vaccination, a second measles vaccination may be needed to protect you. More than 3 million Americans at risk of contracting measles despite inoculation. So a single vaccination fails to provide immunity 5% of the time. So that failure rate was only determined in 1989, and children up to age 12 then got their second shots. So you may not be protected if you were older than 12 years old in 1989. So check your medical records and have a second vaccination if necessary. Our time is up. I appreciate everyone listening, and have a good week, everyone. Blessings. Mom.